Ki Parshas Matis. So in Parshas Matis we have Ishkidur Neder Lashem Oishova Shvua Lesor Israel Nafshoi. So by the Neder says Lashem Oishova Shvua Lashem. So says the Ramban, first of all, which is more chomer, Neder or Shvua? So brings it Rabbeinu Bechaye. V'choymer isa shvua mibnei sheloshen shvua nigzar mishiva. The loshen shvua comes from the shiva. And v'omer chazal, says the Rabbeinu Bechaye, ma bein shvuas l'nedarim? What's the difference between shvuas and nedarim? And the chazal is in the sifrei. Ma bein shvuas l'nedarim? So says the Sifrei, Shvua ki nishba b'melech atzmoi, nedorim ki noider b'chaye ha-melech, which means ikore shel melech. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, l'ficha chomur ha-neder yoyser min ha-shvua. The neder is more chomur than ha-shvua. Zeichel ha-dover, chay Hashem v'chay nashecha. Chay Hashem, which is Chai Hashem, Zeo HaMelech Atzmoi, is Chai Hashem, which is the Shvua. V'chei Nafshecha is the Nafshecha, which is the Chai HaMelech V'hu HaNeder. V'yadu HaKin Derech HaNishba Lehakdim HaChomur LeCharakal, because always comes the Kal and afterwards the Chomur. So first is the Shvua and then the Dorim. V'alken Ikdi Milisha HaKal, first it was Makdim the Kal, which is Chai Chay Hashem, I'm sorry, which is Shvua, v'chay Nafshecha, which is Nedorim. Umitam zeh, says the Rebbeinu Bechaye, chiva toira korban toida loiver la Shvua. That's why there's a korban, not toira, but there's a korban oila. There's a korban oila ve'yoyret. There's a korban on Shvua, not on Nedorim. Why? Because Shvua, there's a kapora. Avala loiver aned, in sham korban klal. There's no korban because there's no kapora. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Why is neder more chomer than shvua? Moreover, the Ramban explains why is neder more chayv than shvua. So the Rambetam either neder Lashem and doesn't say nishba Lashem. The pasuk says ish ki neder neder Lashem o yishova shvua. So he says, Omur mai hefresh afal pishen ha-edover. So he explains, V'asoid, ki ha-shvua miloshen shiva, ki bon ta beitza chatzma admodei ha-shiva, it's keneged ha-shiva ha-midois, V'ad-neder bitvuna. Neder is in bina. Reish is darkoi, kedem mifoloi me'az. Okay? Nimtza shanedorim al gabi toira oili, meaning is l'choira more than shvua. Okay? So what does that mean? Shiva is Miloshua is Miloshan Shiva, and Neder is Miloshan Dar Nun, right? Which is the Loshan that Kibiyochol leaves on the Shari Bina, which is Nun. What does that mean? Why is Nedorim more Chomer than Shvua? That's question number one. Now, question number two, what is Nedorim? What is the definition of Nedorim? The definition of a Neder is that it's Chal. The Gemara said, the Mishnah in Nedorim says, might be Nedorim Neshvus, that the Nedorim are Cholim only a Dover Sheesh by Mamish. Shvua is Chal a Dover Sheesh by Mamish, meaning you could do a Shvua to do something. There is no Neder to do something, because Neder is a Chalois on the Chavtza, it's not to do something. Now, says the Chinuch, that what does that mean? The Shvua is to do something, not to be Chal. So says the Rabbi, says the Sefer Chinuch, the Shvua is also Chal on something, but only it's Chal on your body. It gives you a Chalois on your body. The Pasuk says like this. So the V'zeu Adin V'atam. Be'atzmo is a Shvua Chal al Dover Sheish Bo Mamesh, Bo Dover Sheish Bo Mamesh. Why is a Shvua Chal even on an action, on something that there's no really object to be chal? So, ter akial guf odom tipol ashvua. Shvua falls onto the body of the person. Always something has to be chal on something. Only the shvua is chal on the person, and the nedorim are chal on the chayfetz. Kiloi ma shegufoi niskayim laso is oiso dovar, v'haguf yesh lebamish. So there is chal on the guf, and the guf has a mamoshos. It has an existence. It has something. Aval haneder einu chal on hadovar sheyesh bo mamish. Neder needs to be chal not on an action, because not chal on the person, it's chal on an object, so you need an object. If yesh kimachlis dovar begeder iso shehadvar, because you're putting the object as a isur, therefore you need something to mamish. So shvu is chal on the body, and nedorim are chal on dovar sheyesh bo mamish, on an object. First of all, why does it have to be chal on something? Why does it have to be chal on something? Both shvu and nedorim. But even more than that, the Ramban asks, how is it that a person can make a hekdesh? Bishma person makes a hekdesh, something into a hekdesh, that's chal on something. But how can he make another hekdesh that I will bring a korban? Or hare I like korban? The person says, it's upon myself to bring a korban. Neder needs to be chal on an object. What object is there to be chal? So says the Ramban the following. So says the Ramban, there's no such a thing as a neder on an action. So you could be mechayv yourself to being a korban. Because the kedusha is chal on your properties. Because when you say I'm going to bring a korban, it's not only chal on obligation; it's chal on your properties, an obligation to take from them a korban. So it's chal something. There is something that falls that relates to an object, which is your properties. Or it could be something else. It could be that that's special by hektish. Because the neder, or even though when you say a neder, I'll bring a korban, that will be chal when the korban is set aside. But the neder has to be chal on an object. If it's not chal on an object, it's not chal. So the korban is either because it's chal on your present properties, an obligation to bring a korban, so it's chal on something, or the neder only is finalized when you actually decide to bring the korban, then the kedusha is chal on that object. To explain it more, there is a briskurov. The briskurov says on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah, Davches, the following concept. Says the Gemara in Megillah that there's a difference. What's the difference between Nedorim and Nedovis? Neder says, this is a korban. Nedova is Hare Alai, I'll bring a korban. The Mishnah says the difference between them, one is has a achrayus, one has a responsibility, one has the obligation to bring it no matter what, the other one not. In other words, you're responsible for it. If you say Hare Alai, if you separate the korban died before you brought it, you have to bring another one. Because it said, Hare Alai, and he told him, I'll bring a korban, and you didn't bring it. If you say, this is a korban, if the korban dies, you're not mechuyav, you have to bring something else. But interestingly enough, the Gemara brings a braisa. Minalan, how do you know that? Tan Rabbanan, v'nirtza loy lechaper olav. There is a posk, v'nirtza loy lechaper alav. The kapor is on you. That it's on you. That the chiyuvi is mishi olav. It's like this. If you made on yourself an obligation, you're chayv b'achrayus. V'sheinu alav, inu chayv b'achrayus. So there's a din of chiyuv achrayus. Now, that's learned from a posuk. So B'tzkorov asks, it's like, why do you need a posuk? It's a svor me'elav. If I said, I am obligated to bring a korban, if you didn't bring it, you still have the obligation. Why do you need a posuk to tell me that hare alai, there is achrayus? So the Briskrov says, because the chidush of Nedova, both Neder and Nedova, the Choira, he means to say like the Ramban. I think the Chavasasar Shoran says the same idea. He means to say like the Ramban. The Nedova is only finished when you bring a korban, when it's chal on the korban. That's when the Nedova is complete. So I would have said that once you said Hare Alai, and you decided to make that into the korban, that is the Gemara Chalois. So in the Choira, if that animal died, you're potter. The chidush is there is a chiyuv achrayus on the korban, on the kedusha as a korban, not mitzad your neder, mitzad the kedusha as a korban. Now, if kibine is there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, One person says, I'll bring a korban. And decided to bring an ox. And now the ox died, the shore died. What do you have to bring? So the Rambam says, you could bring a keves, you could bring a smaller animal. 1 second, what's the avamina that not? He told me I'll bring a korban, anyone's a korban. But once you made a korban into an ox, now the chidush of the dove of the posuk is that that kedusha, that chalois, has achrayus. That's the Russian achrayus. Achrayus is you're responsible, you're liable for it. There is a liability. But the liability mitzad the kedusha is a korban, which is chal. It's not mitzad your neder. Because the neder of a korban is only a neder when it's chal on an object. There's no such a nether as an obligation on yourself. So says Biskorov, even when I say Hare Alai Korban, I'll bring a Korban, the Ramban says in the second Torah, it's only a nether when it's Chal on the Korban. Because every Chalois nether has to rest upon a physical object. It can't be an obligation to do. It's not just a Stav obligation. It's a Chalois, it's some kind of a reality that rests upon a physical object. So definitely Biskorov says, once I decided to bring a korban, there is a chidush in the pasuk that there is by nedov an achrayus, that if you made something into a korban and that korban could not be brought, you have to replace it. There is a chiyuv replacement, and that's learned from the pasuk. That's why you need the pasuk, because the obligation alone that's not what's mechayev. It's only the kedushas korban which is chal. So neder again. As neder and shvua, it has to be chal and dover sheyesh bo imamesh. Why is that so? Why is could be neder that I obligate myself? Why the neder, the idea is that ischal rests upon something. Why does he have to rest upon something? And even nedova, that tzehare alai, the kedushas nedova, and the chaloisa neder is that your nedova makes a kedusha that's chal later, but it needs to be chal on something. Why does he have to be chal on something? Okay? And that's the biskrov. The neder, there is a chiyuv. Sheish lo meshekvar kiyem chiyuv beafrosh lefochas beavol azora. The mitzad the neder, mitzad my obligation, it's chal. The nedova, the pshat is that the kedusha is chal on the korban, and that there is an achrayus in the korban when you bring it. Okay. Now, the question is why? Why does it have to be that? And then there is another one. The third question is the following. It says in the pasuk, "Vesmalchi Midian horgu al chalaleim es Evi vesrekem vesur veschur vesreva chameshes malchi Midian vesbilam ben Beor horgu bechoref." So Rashi says, "What does it mean bilam ben Beor horgu bechoref?" So says Rashi, the following idea: "Hu baal Yisrael vechlif manuse b'manusan." He took our job, which is which our power is in our mouth. So he took our job, our power, which is the power of speech. So we took his umnus. Usually goyim come with a sword, and therefore he took our power. Now we killed him with his power, which is bechorav shenemar ve'alchar bechatichia. So that's it. To teach him basically a lesson. You came to take our power, which is in speech. We take our power, which is becheref. So, I heard from the Chabalim, which was saying, how does Rashi know that? Because it says so many times the psukim, the Shechem horgu becheref, and they killed so many people becheref. And there was never this drosha that they took our rooms that we took theirs. Why dafka by Bilam? How does Rashi know that by Bilam? So she brings out Nefesh Agir. Nefesh Agir says, if you look at any place where Jews killed Becheref, it never says Becheref, it says Alpi Cheref. And Alpi Cheref, the Targum translates, Alpi means in the mouth of the sword. Bepuma de Harba, in the mouth of the sword. What does that mean? Because Jews never kill with swords. We only kill with our mouth. We use the sword as the vehicle, how to apply it, feel about what our power is, Bepi. That's why it always says Bepuma de Harba. There is one exception, Kolaterakula is here. Vizbilam bebeor horgu bechoref. Here we killed with a sword, not with the mouth of the sword, but the sword itself. And that Rashi is asking, why did we do that? So the answer is very simple, because Bilam took our power, which is the mouth, so we took his power, which is the sword. So that's why here it says bechoref, different than Kolaterakula. There is one more place that says Becharbi ubekashti shelakachti miyad emuiri Becharbi ubekashti, and that says Becharbi also becherev, and the Targum translates Becharbi does mean Becharbi. Becharbi means bitzlis with my tefillah, because Jews can kill becherev. And the question again comes back again to it: Why is it such a thing? Why is that the Jews can't kill becherev, has to be bepuma decharba? Why, first of all, what's the power of our mouth? And why the defining point of Jews is the mouth, and the defining point of goyim is becherev? And davka Bilam ben Beor, horgu bechor, davka Bilam we killed becherev. Why davka Bilam we killed becherev? What's so significant that the Torah has to come out and tell us that? So to answer all of this, we have to understand what is the power of neder and what is the power of the mouth. So says in the pasuk here, "Vze vaydaber Moshe roishe hamatois ze hadovar asher tzivo Hashem lemoir." But that's the pasuk. Vaydaber Moshe roishe hamatois levnei Yisrael lemoir ze hadovar asher tzivo Hashem. So the Medrash says here, Ze hadovar asher tziv Hashem. So says Rashi, Moshe nisna bebeko, ko yom ar Hashem kachatzois alayla, ve'anevim nisna bo bechoi. So koi, it says by the Nevim, it says by Moshe. Moshe fale Moshe, however Moshe has an additional maila, she nisna bebeloshen ze hadovar. But the Moshe says ze hadovar, right? So the Chidush is that Moshe was nisna bebispaklari hamira with ze hadovar. By the way, why does it say Dafka here? The Torah Mishnah Benu is Nisnabe Bispaklari Amira throughout. Why does Moshe wait till this Parsha to say? Now, what's Shaykh to say? Because Sefer Dvorim is not Bezeadovar, because Sefer Dvorim is not Shechina Medaberas Mutav Groinoi, is Hashem says and Moshe repeats. So the old Nevuah of Zehadovar Lechuer ends in Sefer Dvorim. So perhaps that's what we're saying. But it's not true, because in Parshas Maaseh, at the end of Parshas Maaseh, indeed the last Parsha by Bnoi Slofchad, it says, Ze hadover asher tziva Hashem el Bnoi Slofchad. There it says Ze hadover. That makes sense, because that's the last Ze hadover. So why does the Torah say by here this Parsha, specifically here? And the Megala Mukris also asks, this Parsha is very different. Always is Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoir. Here is Vaidaber Moshe Roishe Amato is Zeadova Shetziva Hashem in such an indirect way. It should have been Vaidaber Hashem and Moshe Lemoir. Why does it say Vaidaber Moshe Roishe Amato is Zeadova Shetziva Hashem? Says the Megala Mukris, Beoisa Parsha Shimishuna Mikola Parsha Shabatoira. Ditmar Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoir. Always, Parshas Nedori Meshana said the Maske Vaidaber Moshe. Eroishe Hamatois Lemoir. Right? So what's a pshat? So to answer this, we have to see what is the power of speech. So says the Ramchal in the Das Tvunas Chalek Beis. And he says that we, as we spoke about the concept of Bechira, there is a concept of Bechira that by a person's choice, a person has always a beginning. A person creates something. We are here to create something and to start a process. So what is the world missing that humans have? Hashem created the world, and the world is missing something that only we can start. What is that which is missing? So says Ramchal, that what's missing is the connection. Adam is the connecting point between the world that we visual world with the world of the spiritual. Says Ramchal, what we connect is Malchus to the other spheres. All of the avodah of Adam is to connect. As the Ramchal explained before, there is a dimension which is hidden, and there is the dimension which is visual. The visual dimension to connect to the unseen, the hidden dimension, the connection is through Adam. I mentioned that's the Derech Elyon says the same idea. Bereishis Ba'alokim es Hashamayim. Shamayim is the spiritual. Oretz is the physical. The Vav, which connects the two, which is the Vav HaChibur, is Adam. That's why Adam also is erectus. That's why we stand up, because we connect physical and spiritual. Our avoida is that. And what is that avoda? That ability to connect is expressed by Dibur. Because what Dibur does, Dibur is the ultimate connector. And you could see why. Because Dibur is the way how we can create a society. I mean, to relate to somebody is only through Dibur. The ultimate creating of a society, of relating to somebody else, connecting to somebody else, is through Dibur. Not only that, if you look at Dibur is a process. When you see something at once. The idea of speech is a process. You need to hear one word that connects to the other. It's all idea of connecting. By Dibur, you have a lot of shomea koine. The one who listens is as if he's talking. Why? Because talking is connecting. Without somebody to talk to, there's no Dibur. So therefore, the shomea is part of the ania, is part of the Dibur, because all of Dibur is connecting. Ravud always brings out the Ramah. The Ramah in the Siman Hei, Shulchan Aruch says, the Baruch of Roif Echol Basar is the physical, and Loikai Neshama is the spiritual. The end of Roif Echol Basar Vasher Yotzar is Umafli Lasois. The Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the miracle of creation. What is the miracle of creation, says the Ramah, is the connecting between physical and spiritual. We have two dimensions. Asher Yotzer, physical, Lokai Neshama, spiritual. There is a Pele, a miracle, that connects these two together. Umafli Lasois. Says Ruther again, this power of connecting is the power of Dibur. How do you know? Because it connects Machshava to the world of physical. And that's why the Rambam, when he talks about the Ilkhu is Dibur, it's called always Sefer HaFlo, the Book of Miracles, because the mouth is the one that has the ability to connect that idea. So Bimela, it's Givaldic. The idea is we connect. We're the connects. That's why we're the Medaber of the Bria. Where the Medaber of the Bria is that we connect the Bria. We connect with ourselves. That's why Lashon Hara is so terrible. Because Dibur is just supposed to connect. If you use Dibur to separate, you violate what Dibur is all about. All of Dibur is connection. Is the Shomea Keoine. Is the process of connecting words. Is the process of creating a society. Is the process of connecting the physical to the spiritual. If you use this power of speech kavshom to separate, you violate what Dibur is all about. Mimele, it's Givaldic. That's why the power of Klal Yisrael is the power of Dibur, is the power of connection. Goyim is exactly separating. That's Bilam. We spoke about Bilam. What is the concept of Bilam? Bilam is the one that separated, that he was able to separate. That's why the Dafka went to the visual world, Shesuma Ayin, like we spoke, to separate the visual from the hidden dimension. The whole idea is that he didn't want to listen to the hidden dimension. That's the whole idea of the Malach, to realize that you can't fight against the hidden dimension. The hidden dimension is there, and it dictates the physical and the visual. He's the one who separates the two. Bilam is the ultimate Cheref. He used Dibur to create Cheref. That's why he was died by Cheref. Cheref separates. It's Midas Adin. What's Midas Adin? Midas Adin creates a Tzimtzum that it doesn't allow you to see the hidden dimension. It separates the visual from the hidden. He used Midas Adin to the utmost. Our ability is to overcome Midas Adin. The Tikkun of Midas Adin is overcoming that separation and really connecting, which is the power of Dibur. Mimele could understand very well, what's neder and shvua? Neder, we connect something which is unconnected. We connect that. Every connection that we are, there is like a dotted line. This is what's supposed to connect. We just materialize. We just, what you call it, we just, not only materialize, we just actualize that actual connection. Mashenke, to create a connection out of Adam, is the connection which is done through nether. Shvua is different. Shvua, Adam is already connected. Shvua, Adam is always chal on something, because Shvua and nether is Dibur, is the power of speech which is connecting. Shvua connects the person in the higher form. It adds, it's additive. But the person is already connected. He creates a higher form of connection. That's why it's keneged Shiva, is Nishba ba Melech Atzmo. The Melech is there, only you connect it to the Melech which is there, you add into it. Neder, you're connecting something which is Bechal not connected. It's something which goes to Bina. What's Bina? Dar Nun. That there is a potential to connect, but it was never done. And you create a connection on somebody that was never connected. And therefore, Nidorim is bigger because it connects in the essence of the Melech. It doesn't connect the Melech Atzmoy, it connects the Chayei HaMelech. And therefore, Nidorim is bigger because it creates a deeper form of connection. It doesn't add or enhance an existing connection. It creates a new connection. Mimela, it's givaldic to understand that when Nidorim are bigger than Shavuos, we said, why does it have to be in the Chayfetz? For sure, because all the idea of Nidorim and Shavuos are connecting. That's why Nidorim cannot be Dovar Osur, it's only be Dovar Anodor. It's only Kedusha's Korban. Because Kedusha's Korban, when you do a Korban, you put a Kedusha and you connect a Kedush Bochu. A Neder is Kedusha's Korban. Either it's Mitoer HaSiad or not Mitoer HaSiad, but it's only Kedusha's Korban. That's why Hare alai ke korban. The idea of neder is koinam, that you make something into a kedushas korban for yourself or perhaps to others. You connect something which is disconnected. But that's why it's kenishba bechaya melech or kenishba bemelech atzmoy. That is the koyach of neder, which is the ultimate koyach of dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam, they were both bispaklari hamira. Only they were opposites of each other. The Ispaklari Amir of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was that Moshe Rabbeinu connected with things, but he connected the things to the utmost kavon elyoinet, that even the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, he was able to connect which was the intention to be connected. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to connect something without the dotted lines, knowing that that was supposed to be, because the clarity, he knew what was supposed to be and what was not supposed to be. So Parshas Nidorim, to connect something that is not, there are no dotted lines. You're connecting something out of your own volition. The only one who can give this is Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood exactly what needs to be connected. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Zeh Hadover, that clarity is Dafka by Parshas Nidorim. He gave a tzivu, Zeh Hadover, Idaber Moshe. Moshe created that connection. Zeh Hadover, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasso. It's this connection, even though there was no dotted lines, I'm telling you that this is what's supposed to be. The Tzaddik says that every neder, subconsciously, you know that needs to be connected, but there was no tzivui, there was nothing. For each person has some kind of a volition, some kind of a creativity that allows you to connect something that's not there. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly what needed to be connected. Bilam is exactly the opposite. Bilam is the one who, even this Paklaria Hamira that he has, don't ever think that he's like Moshe Rabbeinu. The only reason this Paklaria Hamira is because he would disconnect something that was supposed to be connected. He's the one who uses Dibur to separate. So therefore, Kudush Bohu could never give him a nevuah that he is going to use something. In other words, the other lines for him were not enough, because he would violate the dotted lines. That's why for him it had to be a clarity that Kudosh Baruch Hu bypassed him. Moshe Rabbeinu was exactly that. So their gather nevuah of his Paklari Hamira, it's not that Pshat, they were the same Navi. They were the opposites of each other. Moshe Rabbeinu connected what was not supposed, was not clear to be connected because of the clarity of his thought. Bilam needed the clarity of the thought because even something that was supposed to be connected, unless it was connected, he would not connect it. One is the Dibur, the ultimate Dibur, and the ultimate is the violation of Dibur, which is Cheref. So this is the parsha that shows that Zeh Hadover of Bilam and the Zeh Hadover of Moshe Rabbeinu are opposites of each other. So after the Parshas Nedorim of Zeh Hadovar Asher Tziva Hashem, is the time to actually use the Cheref on Bilam, to realize that he violated Dibur. He took the clarity of his Paklari Amira, not only to actualize Dibur to its utmost, but to violate Dibur to the utmost. That's why he's Dafka. This Parsha right after, Zeh Hadovar Asher Tziva Hashem by Moshe Rabbeinu, requires right afterwards to kill the next Parsha, is to kill Bilam. Immediately you understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. Moshe Rabbeinu is finding what needs to be connected, even though there's nothing expressed. The clarity so much, he could see something without the dotted lines. Bilam is the one that even with the dotted lines, unless it's already done, he would never connect, he would come to separate. So immediately all the kashas answered. That's why neder is bigger than shvua. One is chaya melech, one is b'melech atzmoy. That's why everything has to be chal on something. You have to connect something. Shvua, you add connection to yourself. The Dorim, you connect something that's not there to be connected, but you create those connections. You create Kedusha's Korban on yourself. And that's why Dafka by this Parsha is the Parsha that precludes Bilam. Parshas and the Dorim is what allows us to misgaber and to take away Bilam completely.